tell me that one of you has a pitch I can put on the front page. You know what last week's top-selling paper was? Greg's piece on the high-rise fire. Think of it.
Red Eye, extra shot.
Thanks, Newsy.
Asher, could I maybe stay?
So, why not?
What's this week's high-rise story? Somebody say something, please. We don't have all morning, people. Asher, what have you got? I know you won't disappoint me.
Emergency room wait times. I have gotten exclusive with the family of the man who died waiting to be admitted.
Thank you, Asher. We've got our lead. Anyone else?
Well, food banks are dangerous.
If that's all, then I've got another meeting to get to. Thanks, team.
Walk before you can run. Can you email me today's fact-checking?
Of course.
What'd I do without you?
Rebellion led to the creation of which province?
Saskatchewan?
Wrong.
Manitoba.
Yes, Point Connor. Okay, what province? All right, what was the last province to join the Confederation? Mom, what happened to you working late?
They let me off early. How are the bright sparks? Ready to win regionals?
KC runs a tight ship, Mrs. Guthrie. We're gonna ace this thing.
You guys work so hard. Who needs a snack break?
I could use a break.
We've already got snacks, Mom, and we should really focus.
So, Bianca, tell me what's new. Are you seeing anyone at Degrassi?
Yeah. Well, no, not at Degrassi. Drew dropped out.
Still no response. I sent that email over 14 hours ago.
He's probably busy. He is Asher Shostak, after all.
Oh, the thought of Asher Shostak, the Asher Shostak, reading my pitches? It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, Asher, I love you. Teach me everything you know.
Oh, Asher, you're the greatest journalist of all time. Let me have your babies.
Okay, I know. I have Asher meningitis, but my call-up with the interpreter won't last forever. I just want to make the most of it.
Okay, so say Asher reads your pitches, then what?
Well, best case scenario, I get to write an article.
Worst case scenario, he never talks to you again.
Worst case scenario, he thinks my pitches are terrible, that I have zero potential as a journalist, and my entire career comes crashing to a halt before it's even begun. You know, I have his number for emergencies. Maybe I should call him.
Claire, deep breaths. I was joking.
Yeah, Eli's right. Nothing bad is gonna happen.
You're right. After that stuff Claire says fiasco, I need to show Asher I am serious. I can be calm. Patient. Oh my God. It's him. Hi, Asher. How are you? Yes. I understand. I'll be there. He wants to meet me at a restaurant for lunch.
Is that normal?
A meeting in a public place where I can't make a scene? Can only mean one thing. I'm getting fired.
I'm sorry, but I love myself way too much to die for someone else.
Am I right, Maya?
Who's Jersey Boy?
Oh, it's just a song. You and Campbell Saunders?
Hey, Campbell asked me out, but we haven't gone on a date or anything.
Well, what are you waiting for? It's Campbell Saunders, super cute hockey prodigy.
Would you be okay with it?
I found a new love. Music theater is my man. So you better go get Cam as fast as you can.
Emailing you my pitches was completely inappropriate, but please don't fire me. This co-op is the most important thing that's ever happened to me.
Have a seat, Claire. Have a seat. You like Ethiopian?
Please, if you're gonna fire me, just do it already.
You're always this neurotic?
Yeah, pretty much.
As your mentor, it is my job to cultivate your skills. Pitching is a great place to start.
You want me to pitch? Here? Now?
Now's your chance. Convince me you've got a great story.
Well, I've been researching organic farming and the effect
of... Story that hits readers close to home.
LRT Transit? While city councilors argue over the benefit of having a light rail on...
Name a writer with a point of view.
You?
Who is Claire Edwards? Pitch me a story that I can't come up with myself.
My school is putting on this musical, but there's a twist.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, my mom tried to make you her new BFF last night.
Oh, no sweat. Lisa's cool. We're going for Manny Petty's later. I'm just kidding.
No, please, take her off my back. She asks so many questions all the time. I can't handle it.
At least she's interested. My auntie, she's always running off with some guy she met at the casino.
Maybe that's it.
Good afternoon, trivia buffs. Today, let's brush up on geography.
Mr. Townsend comes into little mistakes every Wednesday for darts. You think he's single?
What is the capital city of Romania?
Sir, are you single?
The capital, Mr. Sosa.
Bucharest? Is that somewhere you'd like to take your girlfriend?
If I had a girlfriend, I'd take her somewhere romantic, like Hawaii. Next question. What country has the longest coastline?
Love comes in many forms, and it's about time we see that reflected in the stories we tell.
Why do readers care? Why is it newsworthy?
Well, the news is filled with stories about teens, bullying, hate crimes. But there are teens who are also trying to make a difference. I think my generation's going to change the world, and maybe that's naive, but I actually...
That's not naive, Claire. That's your point of view.
Wow, I came here convinced I was getting fired, and now I'm eating Ethiopian food with war correspondent Asher Shostak.
We haven't even got to the best part yet.
Dessert?
We're gonna write your article. Our little secret. Cheers.
My gorgeous big sister. Wow, you're good with those shears. Is there anything you aren't good at?
What do you want?
Can you drive me to the mall later? It's important.
Wait. Do you have a date? With who? Is it that Zig guy?
Never mind, I can take the bus.
Oh, come on. Who is it? I promise I won't tell Mom and Dad.
Campbell Saunders.
Maya, no. No way. Hockey guys are bad news.
That is, like, so typical of you to make an assumption about someone that you don't even know.
Trust me, this is for your own good. You'll thank me later.
You know, just because Drew dumped you, it doesn't mean every jock's a jerk. He's sweet, I swear. If you met him, you'd see. Okay. Fine. I'll drive.
What? I'm chaperoning.
We have to act professional during the interview. No touching, not like you're my boyfriend.
So you go on a lunch date with your boss, now I'm not allowed to touch you. Should I be jealous?
What? No, of course not.
Good, because if anyone got in between us, I'd have to kill them.
Easy, Dexter. I've only got eyes for you, and you know it.
Hope I'm not interrupting.
Asher, this is Eli Goldsworthy, the director.
Thanks for agreeing to the interview on such short notice.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, can you do me a huge one? Run out for coffee. So, Eli, how long have you been doing this?
Red eye, extra shot.
So come, gentle night, let the stars fill the sky. What your heart feels is everything. Let me live, let me love, let me try.
I'm sorry it took so long. One of the espresso machines was broken.
Thank you. I gotta get back to the office. Thanks, both of you. Oh, and look for the article in tomorrow's paper.
Look, you didn't miss anything. His questions were terrible. I don't even want him to write the article. Hey, thanks to your brilliant pitch, this article is gonna look great in my NYU portfolio.
I guess that's true.
And I totally get why you're obsessed with him. Asher had some insightful questions. I think I might marry him, too.
But I had insightful questions. Did you tell him about Becky Baker?
No.
Well, how about how you taught Dave to act like he was in love with a guy?
No.
Asher needs to know all those facts. The article's gonna be incomplete without them. I have to go tell him.
For the sake of the article?
For the sake of journalism. Asher! Wait! I'm not going to become a better journalist by fetching coffee.
What are you trying to say, Claire? Be on point.
I want to write the article.
I'm not sure you're ready.
I'm the editor of my school newspaper, and I've been observing you for weeks now. And I'm the only one who can tell this story from my point of view.
I like your moxie, Newsy. Okay, sure. Here are my notes. I need it by 6.
As in 2 hours from now?
Unless you can't handle it.
No, I can. You won't regret this, I promise.
So what did you think of the movie?
It was good, I guess. Kind of like the best friend character.
Oh, the womanizer. Why do you relate to him?
Just ignore her, Cam.
No, it's just that he was,
I liked how he realized he was wasting his life, but it was too late to change.
Exactly.
So, Cam, are you a virgin?
Katie!
Cam, you don't have to answer that. Oh my God, is that Drew kissing Bianca?
Sorry about Katie. She just got over a tough breakup.
She's looking out for you. Reminds me of my brother.
Do you have change? I mean, we might as well while we're here. So, is your brother as annoying as Katie?
Yeah, pretty much.
One time when I was like 5, Katie wanted to have a tea party, so she mixed up every liquid in the fridge, forced me to drink it, and I puked all over the stuffed animals.
Oh, gross.
So what about you? I'm sure you have some good brother stories.
We used to play street hockey, me and Justin, and no matter how much I begged him to shoot, he would always force me to play goalie, and he would fire shot after shot at my face, and man, did it hurt. I really miss him.
Well, I guess the hockey guys are like your brothers now, right?
Oh, I guess. Can I tell you a secret, though? Tonight's the most fun I've had since I've been at Degrassi.
I have a secret too. I don't like hockey.
Me neither. Katie's probably getting worried. We should go find her.
Okay. My handsome cowboy.
Sorry I dragged you all the way here for a tie. You want to stay for a drink? I have a couple minutes.
Quality time with my son. How can I turn that down?
Sweet. Here. Hey, Mr. Townsend. Mom, this is Mr. T, our quiz advisor.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. KC's one of my brightest stars.
Oh, shoot. Table 4 needs a refill, but I'll be right back.
Don't.
You be the wind and direct me when I lose the sail. You be the resonance pulsing through every nerve that fails to meet. You be John Lennon and I'll be the world that's...
My name's gonna be in the Toronto Interpreter.
And you didn't even have to commit a crime.
Do you know how many people read that newspaper? Thousands.
Yeah, plus online, tens of thousands.
And then there's Asher. He's like the Steven Spielberg of journalism. His opinion could make or break my entire career as a journalist. I have to reread it. No, you need to read it. All the words are starting to blur together. Come on. Out loud, please.
Eli Goldsworthy, the musical's brilliant director.
Wait, just brilliant? What about handsome?
The musical's brilliant director set out to boldly create a story that reflects
the... Oh, my God. No. I split the infinitive. How can I be so stupid?
Well, it's not that stupid. I don't even know what that means.
Hi, Asher. It's Claire. Please call me back when you get this. What if he doesn't get my message? I have to go see him in person.
He'll get your message. It's just a small grammatical error. No big deal.
No. This is a huge deal. I only have one chance to make a first impression, and I promised that it'd be perfect.
Well, that was fun.
Yes,
I'll see you at the regional.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Nice meeting you. Bye-bye. Casey, what were you thinking of setting me up with your teacher?
You need someone else to talk to.
I've been so busy trying to be both parents that I have become one of those helicopter moms.
No, you just do so much for me, Mom. You should be happy, too.
Well, I just wish you would have talked to me first so I could have worn a nicer outfit.
Wait, did you like him?
He's your teacher. And shouldn't you be focused on more important things during quiz practice than setting up your poor old mom?
I'll make you a deal. I'll focus on trivia, and if my team wins regionals, you and Mr. T go on a date.
I will go on a date on one condition. I get to choose the guy, and no more matchmaking.
Okay, no more matchmaking.
Shake on him.
Thank God you are still here. About my article on this...
I got your message. I've already rewritten that sentence.
Rewritten? Was there a problem?
Lead-in was clunky, the language is flowery, the article's bogged down with detail, and it's better now. It still needs a lot of work.
I failed you. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this.
I didn't mean to sound harsh, Claire. It's your first time. It's not all bad.
You don't have to say that.
I'm not just saying that. You have potential. Look, if you want, we can finish this together. We can stay as late as we need to.
I will stay as long as it takes.
It was this epic moment. We locked eyes, we leaned in,
and then
nothing, nada.
No kiss? What about the kiss?
I don't know. What happened? Does my breath stink?
Ew. I don't think so.
What if he doesn't like me, Tor? What do? I've never liked anybody this much before.
He asked you out, didn't he?
Yeah, but I had to make the plans.
And then Katie tagged along.
Which was mortifying.
Well, no wonder he didn't kiss you. Boys like to be in charge, especially hockey players. They're like alpha male. Manly men.
So I made Cam feel unmanly.
Well, next time, all you have to do is let him take the lead.
Well, how do I make sure there is a next time?
We need a better word there.
Aspire? No. Strive.
See, Newsy, you are good at this. Degrassi students strive to change the world. It starts in the hallways of their school.
It is so much better. Thank you. I feel so silly about crying before.
It's okay, I get it. I was a coffee gopher once, too.
No.
We all have to pay our dues.
I just want this so bad.
There's nothing wrong with knowing what you want.
If I've learned anything tonight, it's that I've still got a lot to learn.
Well, I'm happy to teach when the student is as eager as you are.
I am very, very eager.